Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a couple of very smart ladies joining us this half hour. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of new friends, Susan Marsico and Dr. Deborah Lerner. And Susan is Director of Corporate Benefits and HR Systems at the Online Computer Library Center. And Deborah Lerner, is Director of Program on Health, Work, and Productivity at Tufts University, Tufts Medical Center, I should say. And there are our new friends. Susan, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you to talk to us for a little bit about this concept of presenteeism. I told the audience in the previous segment that, you know, when you were in school and the teacher said, you know, said your name and you would say present, that just showed that you were in class. It didn't mean that you were ready to learn anything. And also that we've spent a lot of time on this show talking about employee engagement. And typically the presumption there was that if a person was not engaged, it was someone's fault. Either the employee wasn't applying themselves or the employer wasn't helping them do that. So you guys come at it from a little bit of a different angle, don't you?
We do. In presenteeism, you were right on where you said that it's when the person is there, so the employee is coming to work, but they're not fully engaged, able to do their jobs, and that really is becoming a hot topic in the workplace right now. Mm-hmm. Often that can be a result of depression, and I'd like to actually pass that over to Dr. Lerner to talk a little bit about that.
So, before you go there, let me make sure I got this straight, Susan. So what you're saying is that presenteeism, you have a specific definition. Presenteeism, when you use that term, you should be thinking of it as if there's some kind of a disability or some problem, some issue with the employee. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think.
Always specifically depression?
No, it can occur for various reasons. It might just occur a person is distracted with, you know, crises at home, or their kids are doing something.
It's an external. It's an outside the four walls of the business issue, not
correct.
as opposed to engagement, which I think of as inside the four walls.
You know, I think I could, maybe say something about that a little bit, Jim.
Go ahead.
So, presenteeism is, you know, it's sort of a goofy word, but it's about a serious problem, and it's a problem that is, as you said, it's people who try to come to work, they get to work, but they may not be able to perform as they would like to, or mm-hmm. they're expected to perform. And makes presenteeism different about some of the other problems of engagement is that presenteeism is as a result of health problems or treatment people are receiving or not receiving, let's say. So it's trying to focus on the problem of the degree to which health problems interfere with people's ability to work. So when you said it's about disability, you know, you're really close on that. That's a great way to think about it. It's,
mm-hmm.
It's not that people are completely unable to work, but that they have it's like coming to work with an extra 10 pounds on your back every
right.
day.
But the main thing is, it is something that's external to the company. And the reason this is important, folks, to differentiate here is because you need to know what kind of a foe you're up against here. Is this somebody who's not happy with it to work for you? Is this something you're not doing right to keep this person engaged? Or is there something that is outside of the, as I said, outside the four walls? And that's a lot trickier situation, isn't it, Susan? Is it Deborah?
It is tricky because it's a combination of two things. It's a combination of having a health problem, so it's sort of the what's going on in the person's health, but it's also a combination of the type of work that they're doing it. So, you know, you can imagine it's really easy to think about something like low back pain or a broken arm. You know, if you came to work with really bad low back pain, like many people do every day, you know, there are some things you're going to be able to do and some things you may not be able to do very well. And, you know, similarly with a broken bone. The topic that we are talking about today is depression, and depression is a much trickier problem.
So you're saying strictly depression's effect on presenteeism. Susan, one of the things, Susan, that I wanted to point out, though, about this difference in presenteeism and engagement, if we're talking about engagement, if I've determined that this is an engagement issue, then I can almost say whatever I want. I can say, you know, okay, we're not doing a good job of engaging these employees. I don't have to worry. I'm not worried about, you know, hurting my manager's feelings. I can talk to the employee and say, look, you come to work, you take your paycheck. We've done everything we can for you. You seem to not be engaged. My point is I can have a more pointed conversation about those things. When it comes to presenteeism, if it's depression, or as you said earlier, if it's a child at home or something like that, I need to know when I'm treading on these troubled waters, don't I?
Yes, and it can be a very tricky topic to address, whether it's a manager addressing that or a senior leader addressing that, a business owner. So you really have to be careful about what you're doing. Plus, you don't know necessarily what's happening.
Would you say that it would be reasonable then for a manager who's a small business owner who's just trying to get their business going, right? They're trying to open the doors every day to say, okay, we've done everything I know to do. I've talked to the employee and they haven't changed anything. Therefore, this may not to try to diagnose, but this may not be an engagement issue. We may have something else going on here. And in the truth, the employee may not even know they're depressed, right, Deborah?
Yes, that's correct. And so it is difficult for people, even a great manager or a great business owner, to look at an employee and say, oh, I know what's going on there. You know, this person has depression. It's very hard to know, and also, you know, as you can imagine, many employees would want to keep that quiet.
Right.
They don't necessarily want to discuss it, even if they know about
exactly.
it. Exactly. So it is something that that it has been a very significant problem for all business people and all types of employees.
When we come and back, so we're going to talk about how big a problem this is, and some more about what you can do about it. We're visiting with Susan Marsico and Dr. Deborah Lerner, and we're talking about presenteeism. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.